Hello, and welcome to the Zero Hedge audio version. If possible, we recommend you read along with the article by clicking the article link in the description below. This article is titled, "The Ship Has Literally Sailed, Carnival Admits to Coronavirus Case 6 Days After Cruise." Minutes before the CDC sent markets reeling by confirming a couple of additional coronavirus cases in the US, Japan authorities confirmed that they're quarantining a cruise ship after a Hong Kong man who sailed on it last month tested positive for coronavirus. The cruise ship is set to dock in Yokohama on Monday, according to Reuters. The 80-year-old man flew to Japan and boarded the ship, the Diamond Princess, run by Carnival Japan Incorporated, in Yokohama on Jan 20 and disembarked on January 25. NHK public broadcaster said. He developed a cough the day before embarking but did not develop a fever until January 30, a day before he was confirmed to have the virus in Hong Kong, NHK reported. It was not immediately clear if any of the unknown number of passengers currently on the ship were aboard at the same time as the infected man, but Japan's chief cabinet secretary Yoshihide Suga told a news conference on Monday that Japanese authorities would quarantine the vessel based on the law. However, since the infected passenger disembarked nearly a week ago, the ship is undergoing an intensive public health inspection as experts demand that every single person who traveled alongside the infected be quarantined and tested. The incident is reminiscent of a similar dilemma last week, as several suspected cases of the virus led the quarantine of a cruise ship in Italy that was carrying 6,000 passengers. Carnival falls 1.2% on coronavirus comments. The news hit shares of Carnival. Since the cruise ship was run by Carnival Japan, the company's shares also took a hit last week thanks to the top virus-related fears. Royal Caribbean is set to report earnings on Tuesday, and with it we should get a hint at how cruise lines are mitigating all coronavirus-related risks. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Zero Hedge audio version. We'd like to thank the brilliant work of the writers, published on ZeroHedge.com. The Zero Hedge audio version is a non-commercial, independently sponsored program, designed to help people with visual impairments, dyslexia, or for people who need narration while reading articles from ZeroHedge.com. If you enjoyed this, please leave us a quick 5-star review, and feel free to share this podcast with others.